This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله to the brothers and sisters I'm going to offer you the Islamic greeting and at the time because the first Islamic greeting was not respond properly In the Quran, Allah said, وَإِذِي حَيِّتْكُمْ إِذَا حَيِّكُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَرُدُّهَا Allah said, if anybody offer you the Islamic greeting anywhere, any place that is halal, not in the toilet, of course, you should respond in the better manner. And Allah, when He command us to do something, He sent a messenger, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to show us the way. He is the way. And he said, Man sallama alayka min khalqillah fardud alayhi wa in kanat yahudiyan aw nasraniyan aw majusiyya. This hadith normally is not been exposed to a lot of Muslims. The Prophet said, whoever offer you the Islamic greeting, respond. Even the one who offer you is a Yahud, a Nasara, or a disbeliever. But we don't offer first. To the not yet believer, we did not. We are not supposed to offer them. But if they are using our greeting, we can respond. Then the Prophet explained to us further by saying, if a person come to you and say, Assalamu alaikum, that is the shortest one. Assalamu alaikum. You should respond, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. At wa rahmatullah. If the second person come to you and say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then you should respond, Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If the third person come and offer you the complete greeting, Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There is a maximum. The addition of other kalima is not from our Prophet, it's from us. Sa says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala. The word ta'ala is not from the Prophet. It's something added by people who have good intention but not following the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the response is the same because there's no more addition but your voice should be louder than the one who offer you. Meaning, if I offer you the greeting of peace, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the complete one, your voice should be louder by saying, Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is how the adab of offering and responding to the greeting of peace. Inshallah, I offer you the second greeting of peace so that you are able to practice this important value. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. All praises due to Allah Almighty, who is here to keep on guiding us for those who seek His guidance. And those who want to change, Allah is always there to help us. And whoever choose to follow the guidance of Allah and hold fast to the guidance, the Quran and the Sunnah, nobody can turn you astray. That's how powerful if you follow the guidance of Allah. When we say guidance of Allah, brother and sister, you're talking about what Allah said in His book, unchanged, uncorrupted. Stay pure, original until the end of time, where no other books of Allah can challenge the Quran. Even Allah revealed the Old Testament to Moses, New Testament to Jesus, but Allah never said that He will protect all this scripture except the Quran, because the Quran is the final revelation. And He said, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Indeed, we are the one who have revealed this book called Quran, and Allah named Quran sometimes zikr. Allah named the Quran kitab. Allah named the Quran al-Furqan. And this ayah, Allah said, zikr. The Quran is a reminder. And Allah said, we will protect the authenticity of this book. Nobody can make any changes. Anybody who try to make some changes, the people of knowledge can detect very, very fast. Now, how do Allah Rabbul Alameen protect His final revelation? By making it easy for billions of Muslims memorize this book. You can burn the books, but if you gathered a good Muslim who memorized Quran from China, Mongolia, India, Pakistan, Canada, Africa, they will recite the same thing again. That is how Allah protects the last revelation. Allahu Akbar. So whoever follow the divine guidance, you will never be turned astray. And nobody can understand the word of Allah without going back to the teaching of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who he is the only one who received the wahyu directly. Allah only sent to one man, and He commands us to follow this man. And that's why all the good scholars from generation to generation remind the student of knowledge, don't turn away from the Quran and Sunnah. Then nobody can turn you astray. Nobody can misguide you. This wording, follow Quran Sunnah, is something that the not yet Muslim fear and also the Muslim fear. Some Muslims are so used with the traditional way, follow the majority, follow their imam, follow their rabbis, so they do not want, because their imam don't want you to be better than them. If you follow Quran Sunnah, they cannot play with you anymore. You have the right to ask, Sheikh, Is there any reference, Quran says this, that this is haram? Yeah. Is there any verses in the Quran say that we must do this? We cannot do that. The same go. Did the Prophet show us? So scholar don't like you to question them in that manner, because they don't have the answer for you. A good scholar will be very happy. Yeah, even Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu an, when he became the caliph, he stood up and he asked his people, the audience, if I will guide and judge all of you, reinforce certain reinforcement upon all of you. I'm a new caliph now. I am your leader. If I will judge you, not guided by the Quran and Sunnah, what will you do? I'm your leader. A lady from far behind raised up her voice and said, and normally lady also carry weapon before. They said, if you will judge us, not guided by the Quran Sunnah, I will handle you with this sword. This made Omar very, very happy. He's not angry. Okay. Oh, so you are the rebellious one, okay. You go against me. Openly you dare to challenge me. No, they are so proud that there are some people who dare to stand up for the truth. Nothing but the truth. And the truth is from Allah and the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ. That's why all the four great scholars, Abu Hanifa, Maliki, Shafi'i, Hanbali, said, if any of our opinion disagreed with the Quran Sunnah, just ignore our opinion. We are human, we make mistakes, we may be right, we may be wrong. But Allah, we all know, will not go wrong. And the Prophet was guided by Allah Rabbul Alameen. If he will make a little mistake, immediately the angel will come and remind him. It's not like us. Angel don't come to us. But the other party always come to us and keep on whispering, okay, okay, you're feeling okay. Don't worry. You are right. You know, they are wrong. And then we start to create more problem in our life. So even the Prophet before he passed away, he remind his ummah. Very important reminder that I'm going to repeat. I've said this many times, but it's important to keep on reminding everybody. He said in one hadith, my ummah is going to be divided. He is talking to us. It didn't happen in his time, but he's telling us what is going to come in the future. The Jew will be divided to 71. The Nasara will be divided to 72. All this group of believers, they will be divided. Because they have people who have self-interest, have their own agenda, will try to make changes. And my ummah will be divided to 73 groups. That means what is happening to us today is not new. The Prophet has alerted us that his ummah will be divided. And then he continued by saying, "Kulluhum fi nar, illa wahid." All of them will enter hell, will go to hell. You only can go to hell when you turn astray. You follow the right way, inshallah, you will enter Jannah. Illa wahid, except one group, meaning among the Jew, only one group. Who follow the Torah, they will be saved. Among the Nasara, only one group who follow Jesus, they will be saved because Moses will intercede for them, Jesus will intercede for them, and whoever follow Prophet Muhammad will be saved. So he said, only one. So now every group is claiming they are the one. Become more confused now. You know? Every group said, we are the one. You can say anything, you can claim, but you must have evidence. What you say is guided by the Quran, and the way you do it, follow the Sunnah of the Prophet, then you can claim that. Yeah? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind his ummah. He know what is going to happen. He said, "Ayyuhan nas, ittaqillah. O people, be connected to Allah. Have taqwa with Allah." Of course, the companion would like to know further. What is the best way? How to stay in taqwa? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continue by saying, "As-sam'a wa ta'a." As-sam'a wa ta'a. Two very important character, attitude that can save us and gain taqwa. Be a good listener, sama, wa ta'a, and whatever you hear is the saying of Allah. Allah said this, the Prophet explained to you, you just follow. Don't care what people will say, don't care about how many people is going to follow you, you don't worry about that. Just do what Allah and the Prophet want you to do, then you attain taqwa. Wa in kana abdan habashiya, the Prophet now is going further to explain to us, even the one who is conveying the message to you, who is reminding you, talking to you, he's a black, ugly slave. People always like to look down upon the colored people. How smart you are, even your professor, you are a scientist, but if you are the color a bit dark, your standard is down. You are the BA, but you are white. Wow. Yeah, then we know. We have all this problem, even here, even the Middle East. If you're white, everything okay. When you are colored, they don't look at you. They look at your color first. That's the Prophet said, even a black, ugly slave talk to you, what he say is what Allah said in the Quran. He is quoting the verses of Allah, and he is quoting the saying of the Prophet, authentic. Listen and obey. And then the Prophet continued, "Man ya'ish minkum ba'di fasayara ikhtilafan kathira." Whoever survive after my departure, you are sure to encounter a lot of division among my ummah. This is what the Prophet said. And it's true. It's happening. The worst thing that's happening in the Middle East, what is happening in Gaza, everybody is talking. Every government is trying to say something. But the Middle East is very quiet. Very unique. Huh? Their immediate neighbor, very quiet. Then the Prophet said, when this thing happened, there's a lot of ikhtilaf, a lot of division. The ummah is going to be divided. There are people who want to be under the enemy of Islam, the enemy of truth, their people refuse, even we die, let us die for the sake of Allah. And the nation that choose to die for the sake of Allah and free themselves from being exploited, for being controlled by the other force, other people in Gaza. They choose to fight for the truth, nothing but the truth. They choose to die as a shuhada. So the Prophet said, "Alaykum bis sunnati." When this thing happened, what should we do? Follow my sunnah. Alaykum bis sunnati. Follow my sunnah. Wa sunnatul khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdi min ba'di. And my four righteous caliph, who the Prophet have said they are the people of Jannah: Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, Ali radiallahu anhum. So that's why we are trying our best to remind every one of us here the importance to hold fast to the Quran and Sunnah. He said, "I left only two things: my Sunnah, the Quran, taraktu fikum amran, kitab Allah wa sunnatu rasul, the book of Allah and my sunnah. You just follow. Nobody can turn you astray, guaranteed, by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So may Allah Rabbul Alamin make us the people who have peace and feel contented, feel that we are so blessed that we are following the Quran and Sunnah. Brother and sister, we are still referring to the book, Don't Be Sad. Today we'll be on page my book 205, if I'm not wrong. Which one with 205? The soul desire more if you encourage it. Yep, okay. An Arab poet. But before I continue, don't be sad. Anybody that you don't like, anybody that you don't know, when they pass away, do you feel anything? Do you feel anything? You don't feel anything at all. Nothing to be said. But if somebody that is dear to you, close to you, pass away, how do you feel? Don't be sad. Can you react? I'm not sad, I'm okay. Then you are not okay. You can be sad for the right cause. Even the Prophet himself demonstrate that when his last son passed away, Ibrahim, he shed tears. He cried. Because that is his last son. Because if the son passed away, left only daughter, the daughter is going to get married to a stranger, and they will have children but will not be named under our family name anymore. Our name is being removed. It will be named to the father. So, male descendant carry the name of the family. He felt very sad. And there is a year in the history of Islam called The year of sadness. Anybody remember? The year of sadness. Why? Why that year is? Because there is a year two very important person in the prophet's life pass away. But very unique. The first one, Khadijah, his beloved wife, who is there to support him physically, mentally, financially. She was there. Never abandoned the prophet, the husband. Never belittled the husband. Yeah. Anyway, anything happened, she never belittled him. Even he was her salesman. Nobody, Khadijah, a noble, rich woman, she never belittled the husband before he became a prophet. And after he became a prophet, until she passed away. Anything that the prophet wants, any support, she is always there. Sami'na wa ata'na. Allahu Akbar. How peaceful our husband is if they have a wife who always there to make them happy. Just do. Alhamdulillah. Is that easy to do as a wife? Sometimes it can be also a challenge. Where's my right? I don't have right any. Of course you have right. But how do you exercise your right? Can you talk? Can you communicate? Yes, we do not want to have a deaf and dumb partner in life. We want them to talk, to communicate. Share your feelings, share your opinion. There's nothing wrong. But the way you communicate, always be positive. Yeah. Try to understand. You don't understand, ask first. Yeah. You don't attack first. Don't do that. Yeah. And the second one is his uncle. But these two persons who are so important in his life, one died as a believer. Inshallah, Jannah will be for her, Khadijah. The second died as a disbeliever. Because he felt very sad. Even he was the prophet. He was trying his best to invite Abu Talib, the father of Ali, come to Islam. Just follow me, say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. The sign was there that he was going to, but now the other sibling of Abu Talib, the uncle of a prophet, the hardcore one, you have so many people, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahar, all these hardcore people who anti the prophet. Keep on reminding, are you going to betray our forefather? Are you going to change in the last minute of your life? Don't do that. Don't do that. Pressure is there. That's why when you do da'wah to the people who is dying, make sure no other people are around. Then easier. Brother, sister, uncle, auntie, say la ilaha illallah. Muhammad, you don't lose anything. You have a lot to gain. And if Allah opened their heart, they say, and you are the witness, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And the meaning, they believe, Alhamdulillah. After a few hours, they pass away. You as the witness to the shahada have the right to perform salat janazah. And if you don't know, you can come and inform us. We will do it together. That is where the Salat Janazah Ghaib was recommended. With one condition, that no other group is performing that prayer. No one knows. You are the only one who knew that he is a Muslim. Nobody here, he makes shahada, and after that he passed away, you have the right to perform Salat Janazah. You don't have the right to fight for the body because there's no proof. Then there'll be a lot of problem among the family members. You don't have to do that. It happened in the time of the Prophet. One of it, when the Prophet was in Medina, a young Jew who is a very loving teenager who loved and respected the Prophet, very kind. When he was not well, the Prophet visited him and teach him the Shahada. And he recited. Immediately after that, the Prophet left. And then he make a dua. He said, Alhamdulillahillazi anqazahu minan nar. All praises belong to Allah who have saved this young man from hellfire. Because whoever can end his life by saying La ilaha illallah daqala jannah, he will enter paradise. Very, very important. Then the Prophet, later on he heard that he passed away. The Prophet never fight for the body. Let the family do what they have to do. He formed a group of people with the companion. He pray Salat Mayat Ghaib, funeral prayer, without the body in front of them. You can do that. It happened to the Prophet once for the Jew and also for the Christian king who died in Abyssinia. With condition, no other group of people perform. If there is a group of Muslims have performed that ritual, then the funeral prayer will not be performed anymore. But if the body is still there in front of you, then you can keep on praying one group, second group, third group, no problem. That year is known as the year of sadness. And that is the year Allah, who loved his messenger, know how he felt as a human, invited him for a very special and unique trip, the night journey, known as Isra and Mi'raj. Allahu Akbar. Never happened to any prophet before him that when Allah wants us to perform our prayer, he do not just send through angel Gabriel, where other ritual through Gabriel. But for this, he invited Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to meet up with him in Sidratul Muntaha. A very unique journey experience that uplifted the spirit of the Prophet and every believer. When you establish your prayer, you feel so proud, so happy, because you are able to communicate with the King of all kings directly. You don't have to wait for the Imam, only you can pray. The Imam is not there, you have the basic knowledge, you can be Imam. You know, it's not the religion only for the priests. Everybody have the opportunity to talk to Allah directly. And wherever you are. The Muslim, when you want to worship Allah, you don't have to look for a masjid. No. Anywhere. That's why the prophet said, 5 miracles given to me and was not given to any prophet before me. One of it, Allah make the earth a place of worship, that we can worship Allah wherever you are. In the park, near the beach, you know the Qibla, time is in, Bismillah. Allahu Akbar. You know? So you can be sad for the right reason. Somebody that you love so much pass away. It's very common for you to feel sad. If you don't feel sad, I cannot be sad. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. I have been attending classes who said, don't be sad. Then you will control yourself. Then you will create another fitna. You can be sad for the right reason. Somebody that you love, your children, everything, you should express yourself. Don't keep it. It's not healthy. In expressing thing, I believe women can express better than men. Men, because of going to be men. Mancho. No, I'm not going to be like the normal people. But be the right man. You have to be sad for the right reason. Now let us continue. The soul desire more if you encourage it. Normally, if you keep on encouraging, entertain your feeling, of course, there's no end. But if the soul, the good soul, nafsul mutma'inna, then that soul will feel connected and contented with what you have, alhamdulillah. Very peace, very happy. But there are 3 types of nafs. Some people say 3 levels of soul. One, nafsul ammara bisu, destructive soul. Don't care. Very selfish. Me. Everything is me only. He don't know how to use the word we, together. Everything me, mine. Wow. Very self-centered person. Number 2, nafsul lawwama. Inshallah, all of us here have gone through nafsul ammara. Just for your desire. I want more. I don't care about how people feel. This is me. This is my feeling. My feeling comes first. Even if it's against Allah, against the Prophet, my feeling comes first. Khalas. Alhamdulillah, we have left that. Now we move to nafsul lawwama, the middle one. Nafsul lawwama is the middle. We are in the middle, but when you are in this middle nafs, it can go back to nafsul ammara and it can move forward to nafsul mutma'inna. But we pray that we are moving towards ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Enter. Now when you attain this nafs, Allah is talking to this nafs. Allah don't talk to the other nafs. Very destructive. You choose the wrong way. So Allah just leave it to you. You choose that. I choose for you the right way. I warn you, don't follow the wrong way. Follow my way. You choose not to follow. So you don't blame Allah. Allah prepares so many halal food. And He said, eat halal. Eat good food. Only some haram food. But you go and look for haram food. You're going to blame Allah. It's Allah qadar, Now you come to things, you know how to choose. When you come to qadar and qadar, you blame Allah. this is what happened to a lot of people who don't have the right understanding about qada and qadar. They like to do anything, they say, qadar. Don't blame me. Yeah, you have to be blamed. Desire is there. There's nothing wrong for you to entertain your desire. Desire towards food, eat halal food. Desire towards drink, eat halal drink. Your desire towards garment, buy any garment that cover your aura. That's how you move on. You desire to talk to people. Do we love to talk to people? Do we like to talk to people? You can, but you only talk what that benefit you. Don't go and gossip about people when you meet up with your friend. That kind of desire is very destructive. You are backbiting, you are slandering, it's haram. But you can sit down, you talk something that benefit you, benefit the other party, alhamdulillah. Yeah. We all have the desire, just make sure that your desire is guided. But it returns to contentment when it is disciplined. This is an Arab poet, not the saying of the Prophet, some scholar is sharing that, how can we control ourselves? Yeah. We have been going to other side, but if you have discipline, control. The minute you're in the top bed, can you control? Yeah, you just control your feeling. Don't let your tongue say anything. Zikir, la ilaha illallah is better. Astaghfirullah, better. Or pray for the person. We know we have some friend who have turned astray, but what can we do? We cannot talk to them because they are somebody, we are nobody. You know? So I will pray for him. That's all I will do. Yeah? A battle between, there's an ongoing phone, yeah? Phone call. Whose phone is that? Yeah, we cannot. A battle between two tribes in the central mosque of Kufa broke out when members of each tribe began to hurl insult at the other tribe. When you like to insult one another, attack one another, it's very difficult, yeah, to control the people. Sometimes the leader can be controlled, but the people is not easy to control. The chief of the tribe, maybe he have extra knowledge, he knows, but the public, yeah, the public are very emotional. You have the IQ and the EQ, very intelligent, and you have one very emotional. They don't care about what is right. Well, my feeling, he attacked us, we must attack them. Yeah, that is very common. Yeah. A man who was in the mosque steadily made his escape in order to seek out Al-Ahnab bin Qais, who was recognized by all as a consummate peacemaker. They know that among the community that there was a scholar, a great man who loved peace. Anybody want peace, he will be there, ready to help them, to negotiate. Now, peace will only come when somebody is wise to listen from both parties. If you just listen from one party, you cannot bring peace. What is happening? You just look at what happened in Gaza. Every people, you say, peace, peace, until today. They are still bombing. And there's another way of talking about peace. In Islam, if you want to introduce peace, you must be forceful, not just by word. If the other party is very aggressive. Now that the middle force is coming in, we are coming. That means you are having a war with everybody, not only the Palestine. No. That was a statement lately by the Indonesian delegates in the Middle East. Very powerful word. But we don't know what happened after that, because it's just word. So the person who are very, very aggressive, they don't honor word. Because word without action is like a tree that bears no fruits. It's just a tree. The Indonesian delegate gave a very interesting speech in the Middle East. They say, if you still declare that Palestinian is your enemy, you want to wipe the Palestine, all of them, if you possible, you want to kill them. They don't deserve to live. Only you can live. Then you say, we all are Palestine. Every Muslim is a Palestine. So you have to declare war with the Muslim. Yeah, every Muslim is like one body. One part of your body is pain, having some pain, every part of the body will feel. Of course we feel. But who are you and who are we here? We only can say, we speak out, we pray. But those who have authority, what are you doing? Still talking? Time for you to take action. That's how you face all this, aggressive force. But these people, they don't know. They don't understand word. They only understand action. Action speak louder than word. So this man, Ahmad Al-Ahnaf bin Qayyid, is known by both parties. Everybody know that he is a good peacemaker. The man found him in his house milking a goat. Very simple, down-to-earth people. Yeah? All these good people before, they don't have bodyguard, they don't live in castle. Very simple people, you know. Al-Ahnaf was dressed in a garment that was not even worth 10 dirham. See how they dress, also very simple. Because these people have no desire to the dunya. Their desire is for Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Anything for Allah, they're ready. Anything for themselves, I'm happy, alhamdulillah. I survive. I don't waste time. I don't waste my money. I better use that money to do something that can help other people than just to make myself happy. I'm happy with my garment, simple. Yeah. That's why the Prophet said, Al-Bazaza min al-Iman, simplicity is part of Iman. Be simple. Yeah. It was ragged and cheap. He was emaciated, haggard looking, and one of his legs was longer than the other, which gave him a bad limb. Simple man. When he was informed of the news, no change became manifest of his countenance, and he remained calm. And person alive, he don't jump to conclusion. What happened? Why? Who? No. He was very calm. Listen. Why? Because Allah said that. إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِكُمْ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Anybody come to you with a news, you don't get excited. Listen, be a good listener. Okay. One day, Abu Hanifa, he was teaching in the mosque. Imam Abu Hanifa, he left the family at home. Then news came looking for him. Where is Abu Hanifa? Nu'man bin Sa'd. Nu'man bin Sa'd. What happened? Your house is on fire. The house was in fire. What he does, he put his hand on his chest. Then he say a few words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And he carry on giving advice to the people. Then only slowly he moved back with other people. People were shocked. The news reached you that your house is on fire and you just put your hand, you did not stop, and then immediately, and rush back. It's on fire. Fire is on. Whoever is there should know what to do. No? But I have to look what is happening, how my heart responds. My heart is still calm. Of course, the Prophet even said, when there's a fire, you don't say, look at the fire, 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 big fire. No, say, Allahu Akbar, Allah, Allah is bigger than the fire. Of course, the people around there is doing something. How do you feel something? You are having a meeting, something, bad news came to you. Immediately you stop, you drive home, you drive like crazy now. What will happen? They may be safe. The property is destroyed, but the life is safe. You may get involved in an accident, you die first. Because you are not calm. A peacemaker must have a lot of wisdom. Listen. Then, okay, you get some important point, then you start to move forward. Yeah? This display of fortitude stems from the fact that Al-Ahnaf had witnesses much strife and hardship during his time. And consequently, he became used to such an occurrence. He is exposed, misunderstanding, disagreement. Yeah. He told the man, by the will of Allah, everything will be all right. He said to the delegates, with the will of Allah, everything will settle down peacefully. He then began to take his breakfast as nothing had happened. His breakfast consists of a morsel of dry bread, oil, salt, glass of water. Very simple breakfast. Yeah? Our breakfast, alhamdulillah, yeah? You just name it, roti and all this. Yeah. Of course, our life is different to their life. Yeah? He mentioned Allah's name and add Bismillah. Then he praised Allah after eating the wheat from Iraq, oil from Syria, water from Dajjala, and salt from Mir. Verily, they are great blessing. He put on his clothes, took his walking stick, and made his way to the people. When they saw him, their gaze became fixed on him, and they listened attentively to what he had to say. He's a simple man, but people respect him because he don't take side. He's not a man like normal people. Oh, you are my friend, you know. I don't know them that close. If they are not close, you are close. Then I will take side now. If you come, anybody come to you and seek your advice, you cannot give them the right advice until you understand the situation. Yeah? So if anybody who want people to just take side, then you go to the wrong man. You must have been fair to yourself, and the person that you have conveyed the message also have to play his role. Fatabayyanu, Allah said. Yeah, fatabayyanu. That surah in Al-Hujurat is a very beautiful surah. Anybody can go home later, you read It's not very long, and understand. And that surah, you have the function of the peacemaker. If there are two parties fighting against each other, the third party involved, the third party is not here to take side. He is here to make peace. And if there's another party who refuses to honor peace, then the third party have to be firm and go after. It's a war now. We want peace. We have talked about this. The whole world is talking about that. You don't care. You know, we told the peace, okay? Then we have to do what we have to do. We are not going to talk anymore. No point talking to the people who don't listen to you. And they keep on supporting the aggressive people and killing innocent people. What is there to talk? Don't you feel sad when innocent people die? You must feel sad. If you don't feel sad, you are just like an animal. They say that we are animal. There is the real animal who don't feel. Even animal among animal kingdom, they feel for each other. No. He said words of peace and of compromise, words that please both sides, and he requests them to depart and go their own way. And everybody got to move back. That's how you find peace. Move back. You transgress your territory, back. Yeah. They all acquiesced, and each of them left without a trace of rancor remaining in their heart or in his heart. And in this way, the ordeal ended peacefully. The Arab poet said again, one can reach nobility even if his clothes are tattered and his pocket is patched. Yeah, because peace, dignity have nothing to do with how you dress. It's your character. That's why the Prophet said, "Innama bu'istu li'utammimu makarimul akhlaq." I was not sent except to bring good character, manners, value to the people. Yeah. What you love for yourself, you must love to give others. That's why the Prophet said, you are not a believer until you love your brother, your sister, mankind, like how you love yourself. We love to have peace. People love to have peace. You love people to talk good about you. You talk good about others. That's how you move on, brother and sister. Yeah. There are many lessons to be learned from this narrative. One of them is that greatness is not apparent of clothes. Other lessons are that having few material possessions is not an indication of misery, and that happiness does not reside in comfort and wealth. As a man, when his Lord tries him by giving him honor and give, then he said, "Bafa, my Lord has honored me." This is in Surah 89, verse 15 and 16. But when he tries him by straightening his mean of life, he said, "My Lord has humiliated me." Human is like that. Innal insan khuliqa halua. Human is always not stable. Rush. Anything bad happen. Why? Why this happened to me? Anything good happen, my effort, you know, I'm very smart, man. Because I'm very smart, I'm clever, that's why I get all this. Hardly they want to thank Allah. Later on, they thank Allah. But first, me first. That has been human. Yeah? We all have this feeling. But we can discipline this feeling to make sure that anything happen, there's a wisdom behind it. When something good, of course, you are grateful, and also you must be careful. Yeah? Lord give you extra, not for you only, for you to share with others. Allah appoint the prophet and he revealed all the revelation for what? For him to keep and make him feel good. You know, I'm the chosen one. Allah only talk to me, don't talk to all of you. So you must come and talk to me. I don't have to go and talk to all of you. No, he have to go out. Allah said, Ya ayyuhal muddassir, kum fa'anzir. Oh, you, Muhammad, who is resting at home, time for you to wake up, go out, reach out to other people. Anything good, don't keep it to yourself. Share with other people. Yeah? It's a responsibility to share the blessing of Allah, Rabbul Alameen. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. Everything that Allah have given you, some extra, share with others. Everything that you learn here, when you go home, share with your family members, your close friend. We try to invite them, they don't have time maybe. We pray one day they have more time, more committed, they know how to value why it's so important to seek knowledge. Yeah, to be in an environment among the student of knowledge. There's a lot of blessing. Can you imagine we commit sin every day? Each time you come for a class like that, every step your sin is been forgiven. How many steps have you stepped to come here? No? And one of your status will be rise up. And you get every good deed, 10 reward. You get so much from Allah. But people who don't understand this value, I have no time, but you have time to do other things. You have time to go shopping. You have time to waste some time. You know, just doing nothing at home. So when you have a class that teaches us the Quran and Sunnah, don't miss. Just do your level best. Yeah? It's very important. Another lesson we should take away from the narrative is that a person's characters and quality are the yardstick of his value, his worth, and not his clothes, shoes, or house. His worth is weighed by his knowledge, generosity, manners, and deed. Remember in chapter 49, verse 13, Allah said, Verily the most honorable of you with Allah is that the believer who has taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Yeah, Allah don't look at your color, your race, who you are, but He look at your heart, at taqwa. Yeah? This is the only thing that unite the ummah. Wherever you go, when you want to value a person, don't value him through his color. No. His look. Look at his taqwa. Of course, the taqwa you can't see. But when you engage with them, when you talk to them, you can feel. A man of muttaqin is a man who is very careful with his speech, very careful with what he does, guided by the Quran and Sunnah. Ittaqillah. Yeah? May Allah make all of us muttaqin. Ameen. Inshallah, brothers and sisters, the connection between the narrative and the subject matter of this book is that happiness is not found in opulence, mansion, gold, silver. Instead, happiness is something that manifests itself in the heart through faith, contentment, and knowledge. When you have the right iman, you will be contented. And when you are contented, all the good knowledge sure to bring benefit to you. If you don't have iman, how good the knowledge is, you don't care. You don't feel for it. Because you are a person guided by your feeling and desire towards what you want, not what Allah wants. So please try our best to check our feeling. Is our feeling following what Allah wants us to do or what we love to do? Let us love Allah. And Allah put one condition, simple, straightforward condition. Kul in kuntum tuhibbunallah. Whoever said that I love Allah, you can say anything you want to say. But Allah put a condition. Kul in kuntum tuhibbunallah. He is talking to the Prophet so that the Prophet will inform his followers. If you say you love Allah, then Allah put a condition. Fattabi'uni yuhbibkumullah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is commanding the Prophet to say to the people, whoever said he loved Allah, he loved me, tell them, he have to follow your way. فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His sunnah must come first. Not your tradition, not your feeling, but the sunnah of the Prophet must come first. Any one of us here who have children, soon your children is going to get married. They're growing up. As parents, you are involved. Don't just go and engage a marriage planner, wedding planner first. But you don't talk to a scholar. Get the right advice to conduct an Islamic nikah, marriage, walima. How should we do? Follow the sunnah. Nobody bother now. They only know how to follow the marriage planner. The wedding planner will come and tell you, this flower, that flower, this design, this decoration, you waste so much just for that. Is that necessary? Depend how you feel. Oh, I want to please my guests. My guests will come from here, come there. And sometimes your guests are not yet Muslim. They are foreigner. They want to see the simple, the Islamic way because you are Muslim. They know other ways. They have been exposed to so many other weddings before. Cheering, dancing, singing, everything is there. But when you say Muslim wedding, they want to see some changes. Suddenly they are caught by surprise. Wow. You are just like us. Huh? Yeah. They thought that you are going to show something unique. Why are we so? Yeah. Whether you are ignorant or maybe you are just too arrogant. My way. Of course, it's good to plan and organize, but don't waste. And please remember, one thing that is sure to waste, that's why the Prophet said, Hakul Muslim ala Muslim. There are six responsibility among fellow Muslim. One of it is a da'aka fa ajib. If people invite you for a walima, for food, especially in hotel, because every head count, whether you are there or not, paid already. Don't waste. When you say yes, you must be there. If you are not there, meaning something have happened to you, you fall sick, you die, you got an accident. Yeah. That's why when you say inshallah, mean 99% you will be there. If you are not sure, tell them, I may not be able to come, please. Don't worry, I will pray, yeah, for your daughter, your son. Just do that. Don't play around when people invite you for an occasion like that, when it is in the hotel, because they count by head. And if you are wise, you can talk to the management. I don't want the food to be waste. Can you prepare some Tupperware? If this the policy, no, we cannot. We cannot allow the hotel food to go out. Why? Maybe company policy. If something happened, you got food poisoning, now they're going to blame the hotel. Correct? They can give you a lot of reasoning. No, is that reason authentic or is that reason practical? Genuine? If they fear that if there's a food poisoning, they check where you get this food from, this hotel, then the Ministry of Health is going there and they may even seal the kitchen stop for a while. How can we overcome that? Can we overcome that? How best can we overcome that? You still can? Yeah, ma. I will take the full responsibility. I am the host. I will sign a letter. Anything happen? Yeah, outside the hotel. Inside, of course, you take full responsibility. Suddenly when people eating, vomiting here and then, of course. But outside the hotel, maybe people will bring home, they'll keep it for 1 week. You can still eat, put in the fridge. You know, one day, one dinner food, you can eat for 1 week. You don't have to waste. Yeah. Example, you can. There are two ways of doing it. If you say you cannot prepare Tupperware, so we also can, the card, invitation card said, everybody can come up with a small Tupperware. You can bring a Tupperware, yourself Tupperware. Maybe you want to, you can finish and you want to put and keep and bring home, you're welcome. Yeah. Take there some response, no problem. Because you are paid. Yeah. You don't want to waste. So please, in the future, if any of the children get married, they seek advice, don't forget to go to a scholar. The family must know. Sometimes the children want to follow the way Islamic way, but the parent, you know, parent is parent, you know. The oldies have their song and the oldies song, and then the young one have the hard rock song, you know, different. So we have to sit down and say, we want Allah's blessing. We don't want to commit sin in this kind of occasion. It's a good occasion. Walima is wajib. Even a small walima is a command from the Prophet. When you're doing something wajib, you don't do something against Allah, displeasing Allah. Yeah. I always advise a lot of people, please be connected with the scholar, seek scholarly advice. If not, you don't know what is going to happen. You are out of control. Sometimes the immediate family also cannot control. Why? Why you cannot control? Is your children's wedding, why you have no control? You have so many family coming in. Yeah, the aunties, more elderly. You don't know anything. Let me handle. Now you're going to start to have so many the bosses now. Oh, you don't worry, I prepared this. You look into that, I look into that. It's good. It's good that everybody play their role. But don't waste. Don't do haram thing. Then you must organize in a way that the male will read the greet the male, the female, greet the female. Sometimes they may want to hug each other. They want to shake their hand, the male and the male, the female and the female. Everybody must organize things in the Islamic way. So they're not yet Muslim, come to your wedding, they learn something new. Oh, this is the Islamic value. Don't joke around. Sometimes when I went to a wedding, the MC, astaghfirullah al-azim, he's so good to joke, and he joke without limit. Yeah. For the non-Muslim, worse sometimes. I went to a wedding, and then the MC, suddenly he speak on behalf of the male side and then female side. After finishing talking for the male side, he went back in the stage and he dressed like a female. And this is a non-Muslim one. And he talked like a female. And now he's walking. He's walking to the table now. I immediately signal the organized, the host, don't let him come to our table, okay? Don't let him come to our table. I may walk out. Alhamdulillah, send a message. Crazy. You want to make fun to yourself. You don't do it openly. And there are so many adults around here. Astaghfirullah. May he come like a female and come to you and come to the male and touch you like a female. Astaghfirullah. You don't come to my table. Very important. Yeah? So this is something that I like to remind all the good brothers and sisters, because it's going to happen to all of us. Yeah? So please remember, yeah, you need to have strong faith, contentment, and of course, you must have the knowledge to guide you. So Allah said to us, so let not their wealth or their children amaze you, make you forget about your responsibility towards Allah. Another verse of Allah said, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, yeah, Islam and the Quran, there is, let them rejoice. That is better than what the wealthy they amaze. Yeah, don't be carried away with all kind of this dunya thing. Be happy to do what Allah and the Prophet want you to do. Just be proud, be happy for them. People want to talk, let them talk. But you will be surprised. A lot of people are looking for an example, a good way. And when we can set a very good example, wow, they will talk. Maybe next time I want to follow this. Simple, good, and very peaceful. Yeah. So may Allah guide us, brothers and sisters. And if there's any thing that we want to know further than what we have shared with you, now we open for the Q&A session. Fatafaddal. Any question from the online? Belum ada, ya? Okay. Alhamdulillah, we have an anchor person with us always. Syukur. Good.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Just now, Sheikh mentioned about it's wajib to respond, attend Salam. The wedding.
Or okay. Wedding.
Correct. Yeah. But how about if we know that the wedding will be like a mix with music and things like that? Is it still wajib for us to respond yes to the invitation?
Yeah. A very good question, very relevant, yeah, to the lifestyle we are facing today, because sometimes the Muslims themselves are confused. They do not know how to make the Islamic wedding a wedding that please Allah, follow the Sharia principle. I don't blame the public a lot, actually. The public are confused. Why? Because the scholar don't remind them. You don't hear any khutbah talk about this. You have been listening, the men have been going to the masjid to listen to the khutbah Jumat. Never once I heard my experience that they highlight this issue. They don't talk. Number one. Number two, we have failed the ummah. Anybody who want to conduct the nikah, yeah, the akad nikah to the future bride and groom, they must inform them how to do it Islamically, because public don't know. Public don't have any idea. They are so used with the norm. Yeah, the rich follow their way, the middle class their way, the lower class their way. We set down a standard one. If people follow, good for them. If they don't follow, you have done your part to advise them. But nobody do that. I used to attend akad nikah ceremony. They got courses, pre-course, pre-marriage course. They don't talk about that. They talk nonsense, yes. Joke around, yeah, they are good in that. Pantun, mantun, semua okay. But they forget to look into what the Sharia said. So now, the public confused. When they want to have this kind of arrangement, there will be a lot of mixed thing. Fun. So you are invited by a Muslim who don't really practice. They are good Muslim, they are good in their heart, but they don't understand. You can go, but you are not going to enjoy all the wrong thing. You feel bad in your heart. But you also play your role. That what I will do if this thing happens, then I will whisper among the people around me and say, there's a lot for us to learn. No, sometimes a good, I would say a good kind of arrangement or good environment, but we have all the un-Islamic entertainment. No, we have a better way. We have to whisper around so that we are doing some da'wah here and there. You are not going there to be happy and entertain what is wrong. And sometimes people will call me to make dua. And this thing is happening. So that's why I inform, can you inform me what is going to happen first? Can you inform me what kind of music are you playing? So I will say, can you replace with a better one? Yeah, a nasheed without instrument. And can you lower the volume because people are there to talk to each other, to get to know each other. And when it's so noisy, so loud, people cannot hear each other. So can you do that? Make some changes. And if something went wrong, that's why when I make dua, my dua also to ask Allah for forgiveness. Oh Allah, we have sinned, please forgive us. We commit sin in every occasion. So we also ask Allah for forgiveness. We do our level best. You can go, but always try to remind them when they invite you, if possible. Can I know how is the program like? Can you make some changes? At least you have seen something. You don't give up because amal ma'ruf nahi munkar need a lot of patience. Yeah. If you are not there at all, then you cannot play your role. You cannot talk and whisper around the people who are close to you because you are not there. Okay? Good. Next, any other question? We are not here to judge anybody. Public are very confused. Very confused. Very confused. That's why I personally, if people come to me earlier, I would like to know, can I know your plan? because we don't know what is in their plan. Or you want to bring all the family members together, welcome, because it's good for us to know, and then we try to guide you, show you the way. We believe there will be some changes on and off, inshallah. Well, everybody is doing their part. I have one incident. The husband, after akad nikah, then they have the wedding. The husband had made it very clear, I don't want this, 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 I don't want. But the other party do not honor. What happened? The husband just walked down. Walk out. It's not good. But he was so upset. You are going to doom all the nonsense and you want me to be there. I'm not going to be there. We have discussed this. We have made it very clear. And you break the promise. It's not good. Of course, they have nikah finished already because walima always come after nikah. Very hurting. People will talk, but you cannot blame him. He seems to be very firm with his decision. Because he's talking to the people, telling the people, and this is happening to him. It's not easy. You know, it's not easy for everybody. So everybody must learn how to respect, honor what we agreed upon. Yeah. Na'am. Next question. Online? No, no online yet. Go. No more question. Alhamdulillah. So may Allah bless us, brother and sister. We hope that we understand what we have learned today. Can you be sad? Yes, for the right reason. Don't be sad unnecessary. If you still feel you are sad because you are lonely, nobody wants to talk to you, you must in a way remind yourself, and nobody wants to talk to me, this is the best time for me to talk to Allah. That's why khalwah is important sometimes. Isolation is good sometimes between you and Allah. If not, too busy. No time to reflect. Reflection, self-reflection is very important in life. Yeah? So may Allah bless us, brother and sister, and be alert about our environment. Be alert about our children. Thing is moving very fast, you know. 2024 is going to leave us very soon. 2025 is coming in with a lot of new technology and so many new things that we do not know. But we must keep ourselves alert and always monitor the growth, the changes in our children. You will know because you see them grow in front of you. You send them here, you send them there. When they come home, look at their body language. Look at the changes in them. If you know their sign that they are changing, they are fading now, their iman is wicked, please remind them. Remember the Islamic concept, al-wiqaya khairu minal ilaj. Prevention is always better than cure. Don't wait until something bad happens, then only you come in. The minute you sense something, quickly do something. Or get close to the scholar, alert the scholar, I've seen this time, what should I do? Maybe you don't know. Seek advice. That's why the Prophet said, Ad-dinu nasiha, religion based on good advice. Thing you don't know, ask. Thing you know, do it. Share it with others. That's how we move on before we return back to Allah. Do your level best. At least we have done our part. If not, the children said, why mama don't say it to me? Why papa don't say it to me? You know this, what? How we say to them? And then you get what you say is true. The sisters say, when we say, they get angry. Yeah. Then the communication, there's some problem in the communication. Yeah. You must listen first, understand them, okay. Then try to find a better way to convey the message. To talk to anybody, especially children today, they are growing. They want you to talk to them, not to scream at them, not to shout at them, not to dictate them. Talk to them. Listen first. We always want them to listen to us. Yeah. On and off, you have to learn how to listen to them. Yeah, listen, but we are not used to that. We are not used, we don't train ourselves to listen to what our children want to say. We always deny. You know nothing, you are still young. Yeah, but young people are exposed to many things that we don't know. You know? Even my grandchildren, I always ask them if something with the phone today because they are smarter than me. Even they are grandchildren, but when it comes to all this technology, only Allah knows. No, because there is their world. Our world is them. We are manual, no? Very oriented. They go to the AI already. Class, you know, they are living in the world with the alien now. So may Allah protect us, brother and sister. May Allah guide us, and may Allah forgive us, and may Allah help the Ummah wherever they are who are suffering, especially in Gaza and in any part of the world where people always disrespect the Ummah. And we hope the Ummah also start to change, to become practicing Muslim wherever they are and show the beauty of Islam to others so that people will love Islam through our character. Amin. Wabillahi taufiqi wa aqli da'wana walhamdulillahi bil alamin. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.